We're told to focus on Conor McGregor and on Israel because the media tells us to. Woke AI image generator refuses to create white people, period. Says the existence of white people is bad. Will not allow the image of a white person. And this is all run by the big banks. This is all programmed by a bunch of old white men. Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Larry Fink, Eric Schmidt. We do have an old white person problem. And some are Christian, some are Jewish, some are atheists, some are whatever they are. But it's old white men. I'm not here to defend Jews. I'm just saying, I don't think the power structure is the Jews. I think it's more sophisticated. Let's come back and talk about it.
Yes, well, even while we're talking, I mean, Israel, I just got another text message. I said we were going to break the news on Alex Jones' InfoWars broadcast. They said one word. They said, great. They're thrilled we're going to break the news on Alex Jones' InfoWars. And that comes directly from a source who's really above Mossad and the intelligence structure in Israel.
Yeah, so folks are really getting things raw here on air now.
Yeah, and so this is really, I mean, this is coming in as we're talking.
Yeah, so folks are really getting things raw here on air now.
I've got Matt Drudge on. I'm real. I relaunched the Patriot Movement. I'm not bragging here. I'm just saying along comes the royalty of Q. And it just tells me that I'm this anti-American. And let me tell you, for a lot of generations, that's not what's been going on. We've been doing a lot of stuff, writing books and financing things and killing people for this country. My family's been killing people for 240 plus years for this country, brother. Killing people, doing a lot of dangerous stuff. And people come along that won't say who their name is and accuse me of being a goddamn Russian agent. I'll come after their ass. Do you understand that?
By the way, you're married to a Jewish woman.
Mother's side.
Yes.
Because the family is where people owe their allegiance.
And do you buy into any of those conspiracy theories that the Jews are behind everything?
Well, let me explain this.
That's why he married one, Howard.
Right, smart.
Important issue.
Yeah, why not marry a Jew and get in on all of this?
Listen, this is not an exaggeration. I'm not exaggerating. I am like the number one, I'm actually proud of this, most hated person by Nazis worldwide for whatever reason. I don't even really know.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, you know.
You know, I think I cover some of the conspiracy topics that they want to hijack and run.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm not letting them take over the debate really pisses them off.
It's Seinfeld. Literally, they're just Jewish actors. Nothing against Jews in general, but the leftist Jews that want to, you know, create this clash and they go dress up as Nazis.
How many guns do you own? That was the question.
Can I
just finish the Jewish thing?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to be rude to the show.
No, go ahead. I'm fascinated. Keep going.
Well, no. Listen.
Yeah. And I see some of the real racists out there that think everything's a Jewish conspiracy when it's not. They literally go, it's not Judeo-Christian. Well, yeah, it is Judeo-Christian because it's Abraham.
Yeah.
And all three of the monotheistic things come out of Abraham and the Jews. So just sorry.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm worshiping Jews here. I've got big problems with leftist Jews and the ADL and what they do, but I don't blame Jews for that. I'm sorry.
Those are secular humanists.
Secular humanists who have taken over Judaism.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible, it says that you're like animals.
What Bible are you reading from?
The Bible that was made a long, long time ago. And your Bible was just made because you wanted to. Why did you make a Bible?
The Jews crucified our God.
The what?
The Jews are responsible for crucifying our God.
Thank you.
פירושו של כל אחד ואחד, כמו שאותו אימך שימו, אותו אחד מייסד בנצרות, אותו אחד מה שקורה איתו למעלה, עכשיו מות הגמרא בליטי מוזל, מות שם הגמרא, דנים אותו בצוער או תחת. חבילה של צוער, של פסולת שיוצאת מהקיבה של בני האדם, וחתולים, וכלבים, וערלות, ונמרים, רותחת, מבעבד. שם שמים אותו, שם הוא נענש כרתו רגע ורגע. זה ככה, את זה לא הבאתם, אה? כל הכנסיות, כל הצלבים שלהם, הצלב הגדול הזה על הארון בברזיל, מתפוצץ לבסיסים, לכל העולם, וכולם יראו את זה. כולם יראו את זה. ולהוציא את השקר של כולם החוצה. את השקר של הנצרות הזאת החוצה, שבשם כביכול בורא עולם, בשם כביכול יש לו כתפי מרחבות, הוא לוקח את העבונות של כולם, של כולם, את העבונות של כולם הוא ייקח, שום דבר, כולכם תהיו נקיים, יבואו לכם את התבון שאתם של גן עדן. איזה שטויות, כמה דבר בן אדם יכול להיות, כמה סתום בלום, כמה דביל ומפגר, אין מילים אחרות, בן אדם יכול להיות בשביל להאמין,
Alex Jones said he had had me on the air once before, several years ago, and had to cut me off the air because of the foul language that I used. So on the air tonight, I'm going to tell you, Alex Jones, you are a bold-faced, miserable, stinking little coward liar. Now let me say that again so there's no mistake about it. You can all tell Alex Jones that I said this, and I suspect he's listening because he does. Alex Jones, you are a bold-faced, stinking, rotten little coward liar.
The Jew who started this along with Page came out of Stanford. I told him that, look, had I known what you would have ended up to be...
Why did Alex Jones have transsexual porn on his phone, live on InfoWars? Busted.
And I was separately told this by QAnon. So I'm going to say again, I've talked to QAnon. I basically know from sources who QAnon is. No, I had the founder of Q at my house about 2 years ago.
And what exactly did Isaac Cappy mean when he labeled Alex Jones part of the Mossad media complex alongside numerous pedophiles?
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird experiments going on and just stuff that's off the chart. And it's industrial level. I'm not bragging when I say that when in the 80s, I guess late 80s, my mom and dad had multiple discussions. And my dad would say, let's talk about it privately and stuff like that with my mom. So I never even heard all of it. He won't talk about it today, where the CIA tried to hire him, because I had some family that did stuff for the CIA, to be inducted in Maryland into literal below ground bases for a 4-year secret tour. And they were hiring other top dentists that were pioneering implants. My dad pioneered implants and would, you know, taught it at medical school and all that. And it was literally, they just said it's cybernetics, it's highly advanced. And he was and it was $400,000 a year. Way more money than he was making then, and he owned dental offices. And he said no. Because my dad did work at the medical school. He was someone who would do medical procedures on high-level CIA people. They would come into him, and then they would not allow deadening. They would have people there watching while he did procedures on people just because they can't be put under. That was back during the Cold War. And so my dad did do that. Probably get mad I'm even telling this. But the whole point is that what that guy was talking about, I mean, it's reportedly really bad what's going on now. I mean, you name it, Island of Dr. Maru level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And
It's just from what I've been told by high level people, not my dad. He was just went and interviewed and was told about it. And I'm going to play this Hillary clip where she said that I say 9/11 is an inside job. No, what I said was the Saudi Arabians, the globalists, are basically funding radical jihad. They're letting these attacks take place. They're using that to take our rights. That was in the news at the time. They then translate that over that I'm saying George Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote blowing the building up.
9/11 was an inside job?
Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. It was a staged event to launch the Iraq war and to set up a domestic police state here in the United States.
You get into bombs in Tower 1 and 2, in 7, absolutely. We don't know who did it.
The players involved in 9/11, and we know U.S., British, and Israeli intelligence are all merged at the hip, so all three groups know what really happened.
I didn't say America did it. They always said, oh, you say firefighters blew it up. No, criminal elements, we don't know what happened. We just know we're being lied to. So
from high-level government inside sources and publicly available facts, we now have a very clear picture of how 9/11 was carried out.
And we don't know all the exact details, but we know there was a stand down. We know Saudi Arabia ran it.
I was the first to expose 9/11 on the day. In fact, 2 months before, I had intel that elements of the military-industrial complex were going to carry out the attack. I said they'll use bin Laden, the known CIA asset, as their patsy to take the blame for attacking.
I believe radical Islam exists.
So do I.
I'm saying they attacked us.
It's about Pentagon documents saying they wanted to carry out these attacks and blame it on foreign enemies.
It's that the media misrepresents what I say about it. I believe Islamic terror and radical Islam is one of the number one threats on the planet, probably number one.
And it's true that our government founded Al-Qaeda.
Because I had some family that did stuff for the CIA. Because my dad, he was someone who would do medical procedures on high-level CIA people.
Whenever I go to a family reunion, people in the room are former retired CIA.
My dad's family, they've got like 7 Silver Stars and stuff like that, but it's all classified. Some of the highest decorated people in the country. I was recruited by Patriot elements inside the shadow government.
Hooked up at the Psych Warfare Center run by the Pentagon at UT. I'm not even supposed to talk about the fact I've been led in there repeatedly.
These guys were like colonels in the Army and Air Force generals, and I'd go to these meetings when I was like 18. With the former Marine Corps 3-star general or a former 3-star Air Force weapons head, or, you know, and they're like telling you this stuff, and you're like, what? And they're like, listen, they tried to recruit us. You're going to have to get ready. I remember being 4 years old with like an FBI agent and an Army colonel and all these people at my dad's house. And they're all sitting around the table talking about this and how do we beat it. And just all these decades later, 40 years later, it's all true. It's all true. I mean, I was so blessed to be born into people that knew what was happening. I wasn't like bragging, oh, I was like going to meetings with like former head of Air Force weapons development, multi-star Marine Corps generals.
We've got a lot of folks work here at the office that were in the military, and some of them were, you know, involved in not just your standard special operations stuff, but some of the most elite groups out there. And the most elite of the most elite, highest level, we have it. I'm going to leave it at that. CIA, Dev Group, Delta Force, you name it, all of it, whole nine yards. Then I was talking to another insider who'd multiple times been around a bunch of Masons. I've had a lot of family that were high-level Masons. I don't hide that fact. I've had family that have been 33rd degree Masons. What do you think they discovered? I've got family on both sides involved in the founding of Texas. Lone Star State, you think I know about Masons? You know how many family aprons I've got in storage? You know, I have to probably say that I have major Masonic roots. A lot of my family, because Texas was pretty much Masonic through and through, was Masonic, high-level Masonic. And so undoubtedly, if you want to say it, I mean, I would say I come out of a classical Enlightenment family of what you would call real Illuminati, real Enlightenment. And I'll just say it here. When everybody asks me who I am, I'll tell you.
How did you get Donald Trump on your show?
I know folks that are part of Delta Force, and I know people that are part of covert action in the Defense Department and the CIA. And quite frankly, they've given me authorization to talk about this. Donald Trump was advised by the Special Forces Command out of Florida, the Delta Force Army Black Ops. They said, sir, you need to go with Alex Jones, and you need to rally the troops.
Don't think Trump just did this on his own. He was recruited by patriots and U.S. intelligence agencies, for a fact.
Of psychological operations of the CIA, They basically delivered the message to Trump with all the dossiers.
That's exactly what all our sources from the FBI and the Pentagon, which means the CIA, CIA-connected Pentagon, that's special operations, that's what they told us. And these are the good guys that continue to give us good info. It doesn't mean the whole thing's good. There's another deep state that isn't out to get America, that realizes that we're the heart of the Renaissance. We need to be rebuilt, not sold out on the altar of globalism. I had the Secret Service call me yesterday, and it wasn't a secret meeting, but they want to come here, and it's total Twilight Zone, and want me to brief them. I remember like 18 years ago when I had NSA folks leaking me stuff, and then I got threatened, and then I had military people come around, and then CIA folks come around trying to recruit me. They said, listen, you could be a great accumulator with us, and we're really good guys and all this crap. Over the years, I've had a lot of Texas oil people contact me and want to try to help InfoWars. And I've never done it because I want to self-fund an operation. And I have that as an ace in the hole. A lot of people that I can go to if I needed a lot of money. I might just go drive up to Cisco this weekend, take a few Army officers with me, and have a conversation with the billionaires that are financing you. Maybe show them some files, Shapiro. They ordered the Marine Corps-wide, and then the Army not to watch Alex Jones videos. Well, suddenly, I was going from like 50 orders a day to 500 a day, and it was all going to Marine Corps bases and Army bases, because they'd have a colonel come in and go, we caught somebody looking at an Alex Jones video. America's robot designed. Who did it? Well, I did it. You got PT duty, and you got to run these laps, you little piece of crap. Nobody watches them. And then the colonel would go, there's five copies over there. I don't want any copies made of that. Do you understand? And I remember hearing that, and like Marines would show up. People I knew in the family were like, yeah. When I'd be on the phone with some top retired general, I mean recently retired or high-level CIA people, current, former, or people in Hollywood or whatever, I used to think it was like a patronizing. Like, what do we do, Alex? We're waiting for you to lead, Alex. What are we supposed to do? What do we do? And I also think there was some psyops by patriots inside. Congress said Saudi Arabia ran 9/11 and that bipartisanly the government stood down because of the embarrassment and covered it up. That's what I mean by 9/11 is an inside job.
Is it not enough that Israel had fingerprints all over 9/11?
I've done the research. Israel could not carry out these attacks. And I, again, I'm just saying that on the record. I'm trying to go after who's guilty. I'll say who I believe did it, and all the evidence shows it. And it's Dick Cheney, it's people above him.
Folks always think that, well, they blew up the World Trade Centers to get the $7 billion in insurance money, or they did it to get the oil, or they did it to be able to invade the Middle East, or they did it for weapon sales, or they did it for opium, or they did it for Israel. It's all those reasons.
Who put together 9/11?
Saudi Arabia. The Muslims hate Muslims more than anybody.
Hundreds of Israeli spies were arrested in and around 9/11. I've interviewed the sheriff who picked up the dancing Israelis, who it later turned out were Mossad. And we do know the moving company was a Mossad front.
9/11 was coordinated by Saudi Arabia and elements of the deep state.
But that goes further than the Israelis just piggybacking on a Muslim operation. And all I want is the truth.
And then I had this Mossad agent, who's one of the top guys in the country, whose cover is writing for a major magazine. And he gets here, and I go, I know this is really a visit from the Mossad. He goes, well, I'm sure, but I'm, hey, well, how'd you know that? I'm not really doing an article. I just want to see what you're planning to do to Israel. And I'm just like, I'm not against Israel. I'm not against anybody. I'm against World War III. And so...
you're against men.
And I have this conversation. I go, look, I know not just Israel was involved in 9/11. I know a bunch of countries were. I think it's wrong that false flags are carried out. And as long as he knew it wasn't personal, he just ran off.
A lot of the wars, I mean, a lot of the stuff happening in the Middle East is because of the Israeli lobby, one of the most powerful in the United States. And then they brag about this. You know, it's called a conspiracy theory here in the U.S., but they've bought off a lot of the preachers to go spout this stuff. That's public. They have bragged, Ariel Sharon bragged that he owned our Congress. They have bragged, and then Haaretz and Jerusalem Post will jump up and down and say that the U.S. has got to do more to attack Iran and go into these other countries.
And you see the whole Islamic through the culture, even through Hollywood, anti-Israel propaganda has become like mother's milk in this country, and it shows how the Islamists' brainwashing has worked so incredibly well. Just know this. Just know this. There's large elements of the Israel lobby trying to stabilize the United States and actually trying to stop the complete race war overthrow of the country.
Currently, the most powerful lobby is the Israeli lobby. I mean, there's really no debating that they run this administration more than any other special interest group. They've got the tentacles. They know where the bodies are buried.
That's right.
This was their war. And clearly at the expense of America's name, our treasure, and actually destabilizing the planet. A, why did Israel want this war? And then, B, why didn't people inside the CIA resign when they did see a bunch of dual citizen, well-known foreign Shin Bet and Mossad assets literally running the nuclear codes, everything?
You look at the globalists and the Islamicists, they're the new game in town. They're the new boss. You move aside Israel.
The FBI and CIA handles and controls radical Islam. Yitzhak Rabin, right before he was assassinated by Mossad, who's a good man for telling the truth, said, I apologize, he said at Tel Aviv University, the Jerusalem Post reported, for the fact that Israel founded Hamas to destabilize the region so there can never be a true peace.
It's called choosing a side. And there's big money behind being anti-Israel.
And Israel's very corrupt, there's a lot of horrible things. They're very oppressive to their own people. But I do think it's always important to point out that in major polls, over half of the people that live in Israel are against what their government's doing and are upset about it. But then they're beaten back into submission by terror attacks that are stimulated by policies that are oppressive. But also, a lot of that is staged. That is, the terror groups are funded. The guy on the ground launching a rocket or blowing himself up doesn't even know it. But it has even come out in Israeli papers that the Israeli state, Shin Bet, mainly their internal security apparatus, has been, quote, creating fake al-Qaeda groups, quote, right-wing settlers have been caught planting bombs, detonating them.
Israel's not perfect. Israel's had some human rights abuses. Israel has, bombed civilian populations with high-tech weapons. But after they're attacked.
Then I learned that Israel would bomb Jewish synagogues in Turkey, Jewish synagogues in Iraq, synagogues, obviously they're Jewish, they're synagogues, in Spain in the 40s, 50s, 60s. I mean, this is mainstream news. This is admitted. Somebody ought to make a film about this. They've written books on it, and mainly it's Jewish writers who were just totally freaked out by this.
I'm not even on a side here. I'm just sitting here looking at Israel and just seeing online in the universities and the media just constantly bashing Israel.
But I just don't want to hear Israel bashed anymore.
What Israel's doing, we know that the king's a blackmail, and that all of this is a big blackmail against the Congress to get on board with another staged terror attack, but more importantly with the attack on Iran. Congressmen to become committee chairman basically have to take bribes and be corrupt like the mafia, or they don't let them into higher levels. And I just really see Israel becoming preeminent now. I think this is all Israel right now. And from the evidence, I'm sure they're using this as blackmail, as leverage against the Congress to totally submit. We know Israel's the king of blackmail. We know they blackmail Congress and the president all the time. And then Israel is really trying to flex their muscles right now. They've always been very powerful, always very manipulative. But they're really trying to go for it all right now, and I think that's what's going to bring them down.
So all you Israel haters, you bought into mainly a bunch of globalist, Soros, left-wing garbage that's super popular with all the SJWs. They all hate Israel.
But the point is, Israel has such evil people.
Israel's not going anywhere. They got nuclear weapons, and they're not our enemy. Leave them alone.
So you need to understand, the people running Israel are diabolical, but they are controlled by the very same New World Order group.
And I expose the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of it. And certainly the Rothschilds are Jewish and are at the very highest levels of the New World Order.
So you're saying Rothschilds are backing Trump versus the eugenics-based Rockefellers?
Exactly. If you kind of look at the people behind...
I got told that my CIA sources 3 years ago, they said, oh, you're back to the Rothschilds. Watch what they're about to do. They're going to try to actually give wealth back to the people. Not because they're even good. They don't want a total worldwide bloodbath.
It's just that this time, their interests coincide with our interests.
Well, I know. You used to talk about how powerful the Muslims were, and I didn't believe it. But behind the scenes, they run the Federal Reserve. You name it. They're really coming after us. We know China owns the majority of our debt after the private Federal Reserve. We know they now own Hollywood. Now, the communist Chinese basically run this country in the last 20 years until Trump showed up.
And it was one thing with the last administration, and I was hoping it was a fluke and was going to stop. But, I mean, come on, folks. Every key person in the Bush administration and now in this next administration just so happened to be the sons and daughters of the founders of Israel and Mossad chiefs and people, and they're openly not even really U.S. citizens, and they openly are at the head of the table in anti-gun operations in the U.S. And I'm sick of it. I mean, Rahm Emanuel's been in the Israeli military. He gets up on news and says he's Israel first. And I've had enough of it. I mean, I am really getting sick of it. I am really getting tired of it. Now, I'm against Schwarzenegger being a foreigner, and he's over here anti-gun, and he also wants all these carbon taxes and the rest of it, so, you know, it's the same thing. I'm sick of but we don't have, you know, Austrians in every, you know, major power position.
Arabist brainwashing and other things in the media have really even gotten a lot of the conservative movement to obsess on Israel and become anti-Semitic, and it's just stupid.
It's one thing to have powerful elements of the Israeli lobby all over the Bush administration and to have them being, you know, some of the most energetic cheerleaders for the Patriot Act and torture and police state measures and warrantless spying. That's bad. But to now have Rahm Emanuel, whose father was one of the head terrorists that founded Israel, and Rahm Emanuel himself is in the Israeli military, Israeli intelligence, dual citizen. I mean, I'd be against having the chief of staff be British and openly have worked for the British government.
All the anti-Israel stuff, all of it, is all part of a larger globalist UN Sorosian program. And there's a lot of weird globalist propaganda as a litmus test to hate Israel.
And I know a lot of Jews in Israel hate what's happening, and it's diverse over there, but I know the Zionists are part of the New World Order and pushing it.
I've seen the jihadists and the Saudi Arabian money become so powerful in their influencing of Hollywood and the popular culture that they've basically gained the upper hand even against Zionism.
And in Haaretz, in the Jerusalem Post, in the agency French Press, these are the headlines. Obama's choice for chief of staff puts Israel's man in the White House. And that's the headline in Israel. You know, we run the White House. We've got the White House. I mean, but then as an American citizen, I'm not supposed to mention that.
And again, I'm proud to defend Netanyahu. He's got his own problems. He's done corrupt stuff, all sorts of things in wars and deals and even worked, you know, in the fight with Syria. And I thought that was wrong. But he's under attack by the globalists. He's under attack by Soros. That means the Rothschilds, because they want Israel for their grand design, and they want to break it up.
Do you have to be an open, you know, Mossad officer like Chertoff or Mukasey or Rahm Emanuel? I mean, do you have to be a foreigner to run our government? I mean, it's not enough that Israeli government runs the company that does 98% of caller ID and phone tracking in the nation. That's been mainstream news. Is it not enough that Israel has the sole contract to, quote, guard the nuclear weapons? Our own government doesn't even have control of them. Is it not enough that Israel had fingerprints all over 9/11?
Do I support Israel or don't I? And I've been very, very clear that I do support Israel. I don't like the idiocy of people that are either for Israel or against Israel. So I've always tried to say I'm neutral.
I want to say this out in the open. I support the Jewish state of Israel.
The point is, I've been neutral in Israel. I understand that you're pro-Israel. I look at this completely neutral and cold. Everybody wants you to take sides. I'm on the Palestinian side or the Israeli side. The more you appease the Palestinians, the more they attack. Any Arab will tell you, or any Muslim will tell you, that Palestinians 24/7 are trying to take over your political process. And wherever they go, discord, terrorism starts.
They have been cowed. They are afraid because they know they'll be killed, they'll be set up, they'll be destroyed. They know that. This country is now under total darkness. This nation is now completely and totally under international crime syndicate control. A consortium of wicked robber barons, black nobility, that is the old royal families of Europe, intermarried and interbred with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. I mean, go read the newspapers. That's all admitted right there. They don't even hide this stuff. And so if Agency French Press and Jerusalem Post can run headlines with Israel's man in the White House, I mean, go read it for yourself up on InfoWars.com, BusinessBundle.com. I would be against that, period. Having these people openly say, oh, I work for the Mossad. I mean, the Attorney General, Mukasey, the Homeland Security Director, Chertoff, his mother and father, both founders of Israel and Mossad. He openly says, Israel first.
China is in control of everything in America but the military. Some of the courts and the states. It is a fact.
The globalists have got the power.
What?
The globalists have got the power.
They do. And you know who the global, I mean, you know, yeah. And it's going to be the next several years are going to be very interesting. And it's just like, you know, you're hinting around at is that the political Zionists absolutely, totally control the presidency and Washington. And it's even difficult to talk about on this show.
Because, we do now, but, you know.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't even do any good. I mean, it's just, you know. Here we go.
Okay.
They're thrilled we're going to break the news on Alex Jones' InfoWars, and that comes directly from a source who's really above Mossad and the intelligence structure in Israel.
Yeah, so folks are really getting things raw here on air now.
Yeah, and so this is really, I mean, this is coming in as we're talking.
You know, and then I had MI6 show up and all the rest of the stuff. What I want people to know is, then I had the CIA multiple times with reporters as cover. And then they sit there when there's no recording and just go, yeah, I'm here for the CIA to ask you, please stop doing this. And Obama would really like it if you'd stop. Well, I had one guy get on his knees, okay, and beg me to stop doing what I'm doing. Basically, because we don't want to kill you.
Joe Rogan, my good buddy.
How many fake conspiracy theorists do you believe are actually employed by the government to make conspiracy theorists look ridiculous?
They put on the defensive against the federal government every single time, be it the FCC coming to town and trying to shut down our local micro broadcaster, be it the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration coming to town and trying to shut down and train the police officers to do blood withdrawals.
Get away with your activities. You are not going to get away.
Hey, ladies, the Second and First Amendment. Get the hell out of my face.
I'm here to tell you.
Is that once they cause all the infighting and division and problems, then everyone spends their time on that, and then you can't expand your organizations.
The freedom movement divided in Austin.
You have never had more solid evidence that Alex Jones is working for the bad guys than right here, right now. Because what he's doing, he's coming to a peaceful rally. He's trying to stir up violence.
Hey, I'll say it. Palin's a lot better than Jeb Bush or Chris Christie. She's the real deal. Pro-government bailout, pro-New World Order, anti-gun candidate. That's all you need to know about Sarah Palin. I mean, Sarah Palin is so much better. Obama's a puppet. Sarah Palin's a puppet. She'd make a hell of a VP. That's a winning ticket right there. That's how they keep Republicans and Democrats on the reservation as moron, idiot slaves.
It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets.
It's time to realize that we're being enslaved. Uh-oh, it's our tax dollars at work. Protect us from ourselves. Hey, guys, I used to be one of you. Stop selling out your own species.
So I want everybody to go to my website right now and buy my newest DVD, The Conspiracy. how the global elite pays me to make the liberty movement look insane. That's right, people. I'm an astroturfer. I'm not here to help things. I'm here to make activists look like freaks. I take viable issues of real concern and make them sound as ridiculous as possible. Just like all the other bobbleheads out there. I'm here to distract you, you morons, and keep you fighting about nonsense. And I get paid to do it. If you can't tell, this is all an act. It's a shtick. That's why I act all crazy and shit. Flailing my arms and my neck like this.
They're all, well, they all made that decision together. Facebook, Google, Apple, as a consortium, made the decision to deplatform me, to lie about me, and to set the precedent to start deplatforming everybody else. And it's happening to everybody now who's a libertarian or a conservative. The dominoes are falling. The First Amendment's being destroyed. But I think the corporate dying dinosaur media has bit off more than it can chew. And what you've done is only going to make people be that much stronger and fight for free speech that much more. But I'll say this.
Why do you guys hate us so much? We didn't do anything.